Hello, Wildcats, and welcome to this week's episode of the Bethlehem Wildcast. And this week's episode is going to be dedicated to our friend and our classmate, Ricky Dunn. We want to wish him a fond farewell, and we wish him the best in his new life in Texas.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Now me and my co-host, Jacob, will begin the Bethlehem news.
Attention, Carmel Assembly is feeding the staff lunch on the 12th, and cheer picture retakes are on the 13th.
Also on the 13th, the elementary will have a snow day. On the following day, the elementary will also have their annual Christmas program.
To follow up with that, the elementary will have their pajama day on the 15th, and we will end out the week with a half day.
And that's all the news we have for this week, folks. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday, December 10th. Partly cloudy afternoon, mild temps with a high of 73 and a low of 56. There is a 0% chance of rain so far. Sunday, December 11th, increasing in cloudiness, pretty cool weather with a high of 60 and a low of 37 for that night. There is still a 0% chance of rain so far. Monday, December 12th, mostly sunny but still quite cool with a high of 59 and a low of 31 that night, seeing a small 3% chance of rain so far. Tuesday, December 13th, partly cloudy, still relatively cool with a high of 62 and a low of 39. There is a small 6% chance of rain for early that morning. Wednesday, December 14th, still cloudy but pretty cool with a high of 67 and a low of 44 that night, a 52% chance of late showers that evening. All information was accurate as of 12/6 and was provided by myforecast.com. Now on to Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcat Sports Segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman. Today, we are going to recap this week's games and the Christmas tournament. Lady Wildcats hosted the Malone Tigers on Monday. The girls lost a hard-fought game 28-32, the leading scorers for the Wildcats being Nevaeh with 12, Morgan with 9, and Michaela with 4.
The Bethlehem boys traveled to Freeport this past Tuesday, where they won a close game 65-56, the leading scorers being Christian with 29 points, Roman with 13, and Eli with 11. The Lady Wildcats lost a hard-fought game in the first round of the Christmas tournaments versus the Lady Pirates. Final score was 25-41, with leading scores for the Wildcats being Hayden with 7 and Kelsey with 7. Leading scores for the Pirates were Carmen with 19 and Claire with 10.
Congratulations to the JV on their win over Holmes County 47-26 in the Holmes County Christmas Tournament Championship. The leading scores were Landon with 14, Marquez with 9, Crew with 7. Good job, boys. The varsity boys played PDO in the first round of the Christmas tournament. They won 62-38, and the leading scorers were Christian with 14, Roman with 13, Landon with 12, and Cole with 10.
Congratulations to the varsity Wildcats on their win over Poplar Springs Atomics 62-46 in the Holmes County Christmas Tournament Championship. The leading scorers were Landon with 23 points, Roman with 15, Christian with 13, and Cole with 10. Thank you, Wildcat Nation, for the support this weekend and helping us bring the trophy back to B-Town.
Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week for an interview from the Christmas Tournament leading scorer, Landon, and an interview with Coach Millett for the boys' trip to Indiana. Now on to Tech with Aiden, Funky Factoids with Oliver, and This Week in History with Zach.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello everyone, my name is Aiden, and we all know that Santa Claus flies in a sleigh, but if he had the choice of car, it would be the new 2023 Chevrolet Corvette Z06. The reason Santa Claus would pick this car would be because the new 2023 Chevrolet Corvette Z06 has an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission. The Corvette will cost about $106,395 for the coupe version and about $113,895 for the convertible version of the car. The Z06 outperforms the C7 ZR1. At about 212 miles per hour, the C7 ZR1 was creating about a 1,000-pound downforce. Some features are that it has a wider stance, bigger tires, and more grip. Aluminum or carbon fiber wheels also. My source for this week's episode of Tech Time comes from Chevrolet.com, GMAuthority.com, and Forbes.com. Thank you for listening in to this week's episode of Tech Time. And now to Oliver with Funky Factoids.
Welcome to this week's Funky Factoids. Today I will be talking about some facts about candy canes. For 200 years, the candy cane came only in one color, white. The red stripes did not appear until the 20th century. And there is a National Candy Cane Day, and it is celebrated on December 26th in the United States. 90% of candy canes are sold between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and candy canes are the best-selling non-chocolate candy in the month of December. And the biggest single week for candy canes is set for the second week in December. This is likely because most people decorate their Christmas trees that week. Funky Factoids comes from alwaysatreat.com. Thank you for listening to this week's Funky Factoids. Next is Zach with This Week in History.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. December 5th, 1795, French General Napoleon Bonaparte arrives in Paris to lead troops on an invasion of England. December 6th, 1847, Abraham Lincoln becomes a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. December 7th, 1942, the U.S. Navy launches the biggest battleship ever built, the USS New Jersey. December 8th, 1991, Daisy Adams, the oldest person in Great Britain, dies at age 113. My source is from Tehebi Books, a day-by-day review of world events today in history. Now to Case with movie reviews.
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see. It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today I'm going to do a Christmas special, the top four games for Christmas. Starting off with Astroneer, rated E. It's an open-world game where you and Astroneer discover mysteries and unearth rare discoveries. Second on the list, Crawl. Up to four players and bots and local multiplayer advance through randomly generated dungeon with one player as the hero and the other as spirits who possess traps and monsters in the environment to kill and thus replace the hero. Third on the list, Dead Cells. Dead Cells is a 2D platformer with Souls-like combat. In my experience with the game, there's much replayability along with a stunning story. Fourth and final, Terraria. Another 2D game with diverse items and bosses. The game's full of content to discover, a quality game to get someone who plays video games for Christmas. That's it for me, folks. Tune in next week for more video games.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This will be my last week here, so I figured I'd do two animals that relate to Christmas time. Our first animal is the reindeer. Reindeer eat mosses, grasses, and the shoots and leaves of shrubs and trees, especially willow and birch. In winter, they make do with lichen, also called reindeer moss, and fungi scraping the snow away with their hooves to get it. They are found in the Arctic tundra and adjacent boreal forests of Greenland, Scandinavia, Russia, Alaska, and Canada. Our next animal is the penguin. Penguins are only found in the southern hemisphere. The greatest concentrations are on Antarctic coasts and sub-Antarctic islands. There are 18 species of penguins, 5 of which live in Antarctica. The other 4 species live on sub-Antarctic islands. Penguins eat krill, squids, and fishes. Their diet varies slightly on the species of penguins, which have slightly different food preferences. This reduces competition among species. The smaller penguin species of the Antarctic and the sub-Antarctic primarily feed on krill and squids. Emperors are the largest of all penguins. An average bird stands some 45 inches tall. These flightless animals live on Antarctic ice and in the frigid surrounding waters. Thanks for tuning into the show. I hope you all enjoyed this week's facts, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas. This week's sources came from A to Z Animals.com and NationalGeographic.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, we'll be continuing my Top 5 to Christmas, the list where I count down my top 5 favorite Christmas season movies. I recommend you listen to the previous episode to catch up on the list. This time, I'll be covering the movies in the number 3 and number 2 spot. And number 3 is the hit comedy Gremlins. This 1984 hit film is both well-known and well-loved by many a fan of both Christmas and comedy genres. The film takes place over a Christmas week as our main character, Billy, works to take care of his mysterious pet Mogwai. It is until it spawns 5 more that wreak havoc on the town. The film is a fun watch for anyone. I recommend the movie for people who want a more mischievous Christmas this season. And our number 2 spot is the Christmas fantasy comedy of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The film came out in 2000 to a successful release in terms of money, but a less than ideal reviews from critics. Now, I will be honest with you all. If you watch the movie from the eyes of a film critic, it's not that good. But that being said, the reason that this movie has scored so high on our list is one simple reason. It's such a fun watch. The movie is such simple, enjoyable fun, and I never get tired of it. So you should definitely watch it when you get the chance. That's all the time I have for this episode. Thanks for listening, and please tune in next week for part 3 of Top 5 to Christmas. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.